How much time did you get with Mark?
I went and talked to him a couple of times and also asked him some questions over email.
Unlike a lot of these guys, I mean, you don't, Bezos does interviews very rarely. Tim Cook, only calculatedly. But Mark seems fairly available and fairly open. He's going to be taking time off soon, right?
He's taking off a couple of months. He could take up to 4 months of paternity leave.
Priscilla having
he's
a
doing
baby.
Too.
Yeah.
He's actually a tough interview, too.
Is he?
He'll talk for
he's
stuff
savvy.
He cares about. And he cares about AI and VR, and especially what he's doing, which is actually really controversial in some quarters in terms of bringing connectivity to other countries, connectivity which is somewhat Facebook-centric. Internet.org, the thing they created, is attempting to bring internet almost everywhere on Earth.
Right, so they can use Facebook because it's really basically bringing Facebook to everywhere.
And particularly because it's called Internet.org, which suggests it's the entire internet and is a nonprofit. Some people aren't that crazy about the fact what they're giving you is not the entire internet, and it's not a nonprofit. I mean, right now it's costing Facebook money, but over time, if they want to grow and grow and grow, they will need more countries to have consumers and have consumers who care about Facebook.
Philip, you've been watching this space for a long time, and I've wondered this for a while. It's really easy. Humans are very narrow in our perception. We don't see the long view of anything. So it's really easy to assume that the dominant industries today will be dominant forever. You know, we just think it'll always be Facebook and Google and Twitter. And it's clear that from the history of technology, which you and I have both covered for decades, you know, Microsoft isn't the Microsoft of yesteryear. IBM's not the IBM of yesteryear. That there's a natural cycle to these businesses. And really, after 10, 20 years, somebody else comes along. But it's starting to look like there are some incumbents, like Facebook particularly, Google perhaps, that might break this mold, that might, in fact, is that we're done, that, like, these guys are going to be here for 400 years. Is that crazy talk?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I feel better.
Well, you know, the theory of disruption, which is probably the only coherent theoretical basis for talking about these businesses, says that the companies, when a company grows big and successful and listens very closely to its clients and tries to improve itself in response to their needs, will eventually get eaten from below
the innovator's dilemma.
Right. And, you know, is Facebook at the point where it's over-serving and that someone could come along and offer and start to take the parts of the business that Facebook isn't interested in and make money doing that and then eventually improve to the point where it would take eat Facebook seed corn? I can see that happening. And it's really the rare company that can disrupt itself and be willing to sacrifice its you know where its main business comes from in order to go in a completely different direction. There's an old saying that if you know famously Microsoft missed the ball on the internet and mobility.
Right.
And but if Steve Ballmer had gone to the board of directors and said, you know, mobility is the next thing. We got to chuck Windows and throw everything into mobility. He would have been fired.
Because you'd kill your cash cow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Harry, are there? Well, I mean, surely Mark Zuckerberg's no fool. He knows about the innovator's dilemma. And do you have the sense that he's aware of this and trying to beat the odds?
I mean, I think acquiring Oculus is attempting to get ahead of where the market is.
Yeah.
Because in theory, VR is something that could reset the market in the same way that the PC reset the market for computers a few decades ago, and then the internet reset the market, and then mobile did. So
we just don't know what's coming down the pipe reset the market.
And Facebook,
can I just jump?
Sorry, go ahead.
I just want to say, Facebook has the general marketing strategy that is a timeless tradition. You know, when Christians wanted to spread the word. What do? You go to third world countries, you build a school and a church, and you bring them Bibles. He is going out there, and he is building the internet, and he is bringing them Facebook, because that's how you bring more people into the flock.
He's proselytizing for Facebook. Convert more people.
So, I mean, when you sit there and you think about Facebook and his global reach, I mean, it's a very traditional marketing plan to bring people into the fold, and he is doing it, quote-unquote, the right way.
It's traditional, he has tools that people haven't had before.
And he has the tools that they need to make them love him.
Yeah.
So when you come there and you bring someone the future to which they have no knowledge of, it's like opening up the sky to them. They will have access to so many things they never had access to. So who are they going to be love and be favored? Right. Facebook. So if Facebook rolls that out, I think that's the best thing they have going to sustain Facebook's dominance and growth. I mean, they're jumping in here in these markets and they're doing strategic moves in the markets. They're not chucking everything for mobile. They're like, look, let's go get ahead of the curve on this. If it flops out, it's not a big deal, but we're already there. But what we're still building the main concept of bringing people in to love us, because guess what? I don't really like Facebook and all the stuff you guys are talking about. I don't care, because I am a cynical, horrible person. But when I see him going out and building this little spaceship plane that's going to be bringing internet to people who've never even had anything, I say, hey, good for you, Mark. You're a good dude. Normally, I don't think that about the guy. Yeah. But when he's doing things like that, it's indoctrinating, it's bringing in new people, and you look like a nice guy all at the same time. So I'm just saying, they might be around for another. We might be buying Google socks and Facebook cookies. I don't know.
The Facebook, though, does run into the same problem that Google has, which is that Google basically is using money that it gets from the U.S. and Europe. That's where their advertising brings in revenue.
Right.
But their growth is dependent on spreading the internet to the rest of the world. The problem with the rest of the world is that they don't spend like the U.S. and Europe does. So basically, you know, how at some point Google and Facebook run out of world, and then how do they grow?
Microeconomies.
What is it? Tesla says we're going to Mars.
Going to Mars, right?
People making money on the little cell phone transactions. There's a lot of things in micro economics that goes on in those third world countries that makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
So
a lot of crumbs add up to
potential
pretty big
to get into the market.
Yeah. And also, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg really does think incredibly long term. I think he's thinking about 20, 30 years from now, when some of these countries where people don't have a lot of money do become consumer markets. He controls 57% of Facebook. He doesn't really have to care about what his board tells him to do. He doesn't seem too worried about the stock market, and he has a lot of patience.
He doesn't have to worry because he still owns a controlling interest in Facebook, which is unusual.
No one can tell him what to do.
And, it's really amazing.
And he really does have long-term vision in a way that other companies don't always show.
That's not the question. I mean, certainly the brightest minds at Google have been looking at this for their entire lifetime. Its question is only, can you see that light coming at the end of the tunnel and prepare for it properly?
Well, they don't see it when it comes to social, because they bombed at every turn when it comes to that.
Google
did,
yeah.
They better hope this car thing works out, because that's the only cool thing I hear coming out of Google right now is them telling me I don't have to drive anymore on the weekends when I want to. But, you know, again, dipping your toe where you shouldn't do it, but they still have to try, because one day they might hit a home run, but they haven't so far.